speak to us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Alan. Good morning, church. The Lord has totally rearranged my whole plan. I was expecting it. Bassi, is it possible for you to get on the piano, please? Please, if you don't mind, just play something. Play something. It's not ended yet. It's just started. Nathan, thank you. I didn't have to do that. Thank you. Breakthroughs. That's where he wants to start from now. This is not how we planned it. But I've learned over the years to write anything I need to write on pencil with pencils and give him the rubber. Rub it off. Breakthroughs. This is not my topic anyway, but this is where he wants us to start. That word Nathan brought this morning. It's in that song. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord. Hey, that's why I trust him. You have an issue with trust. This is for you. If you did not raise your hands earlier, I don't want you to raise your hands. I want you to put your hands. He said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Just put your hands there. It's going to move something. Come on, Lord. He's moving something. The hindrances to trust. Hey, 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 hey. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord. Ah, that's why I trust him. Church, this is my story. This is our story as the river. Will you make it your story? Will you make it your story? What's your answer to the question? Pete, thank you. What's your answer to the question? What's your revelation of him that will help you push through into your breakthrough? What have you known of him? This is my story. This is my song. It's a revelation of Jesus that changes things. If you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, that's what he said. So the Lord, that's why I trust him, because he answered. Thank you, Joe. It's a declaration. His promises, his plans will never fail. This is my story of how I got here and where I'm coming from. I'm trying hard to stand. This is my story. His promises will never fail. His plans will come to pass. No matter the storm, no matter the storms, no matter the waves, his plans prevails if you would trust him. If you will keep the revelation of him before you, you will navigate through. You will get there. This is my story. Thank you, band, for the songs. I knew it. I knew something would come up. I was waiting for it. I believe. I believed him. We believe him. As a family, as a church, that's why we're here. Holy Spirit, I ask you to take over right now. If there be any still struggling, I pray, Lord, that the veil be removed from your eyes. Remove the veil, Lord, and let your light shine through. Remove the veil, Lord. I sense the Lord is standing here right now. Jesus is standing here. Lord, remove the veil. I'm asking, remove the veil, please. Remove the veil. Let your light shine through. Because of in this house, there must be breakthrough for everyone you have appointed to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. I needed to do that first. So follow the rhythm of the Spirit, because that's what this house is about. I am Augustine Owadiyai. My family and I walked through this door February 26th last year. And I've been here. I want to thank God for the leadership. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. I stand here to give my testimony. Why I trust God. What the Lord has done for me. And how it aligns to where the Lord is taking this church. We are all in this journey. I knew I'm not going to follow my notes. I knew it. I knew it. But I still did the notes anyway. We're on a journey. And my journey and your journey came together on that day when we came through this door. And when we came here, thank God for Peter Godward, who God used to bring the prophetic word that we stepped into. It was timely for me as a person, for us as a family. Because going back 10 years, 2013, the Lord started to prepare me to be here, 2023. Took 10 years for me to get here. But it's been an amazing journey. But looking back, am I grateful? Oh, yes, I am. I wouldn't ask for a better team to work with in the office. I wouldn't ask for a better place to start my career. No. God knows where you should be. As Martin said 2 weeks ago, God knows where you should be. He knows. We might have questions. Why am I here, Lord? He knows where you should be. So if you're here for the first time, welcome. Welcome. You're in a good place. And probably God wants to give you your own story. We all have God's stories. Unique to us. Your story is special. It's special. Value your story. Because where you're coming from and how you got here is important to the things God wants to do moving forward. It is. Because we're all finding our place in this river that gives life. Oh, has it been a wonderful 1 year and 2 months? It's been. I've never been in a place where your God is called out. Where people look at you and bring words that bring life. Thank God for everyone that, you know, God uses to come here to speak words. God bless you for taking the boldness to come out. You are changing lives. God is using you to pattern destinies. He's using you to arrange lives. When we walked in here that day, Peter Godward didn't know me. He didn't know that what he was bringing was what we needed as a family. And I needed to know that this is where God has planted you. Thank God for the welcome team. When people come through there, you smile to them, you welcome them so wonderfully, you don't know what they're carrying. God bless you. I honor you this morning. Thank God for those who do the refreshment, everyone in their post taking position. God bless you. I honor you. and what God is using you to do. This is my story. This is my song. I saw the Lord and he answered. 2013, I started to have a stirring in my spirit that God wanted to do something. We had relocated from Sheffield where we were to Scotland when my husband Clint got his job, you know, his first dental job here. And we followed along. Because of the relocation, I've been out of, you know, career. I was a math teacher back home in Nigeria. And now we're just going with family. I couldn't even get a job in Scotland because if you look at it, the care for the twins, our younger ones are twins. There's, if you work, you're virtually paying the carers. But neither did I know that behind it, God was partnering me and preparing me for now and what is ahead. So we went. And I started to get this stirring up in my spirit. I said, Lord, what's going on? And I started to seek the Lord. The revelation you know of Jesus is what leads to your breakthrough. Last week, Ruth was telling us, look for Jesus. Do you see him? Please, if you've not listened to those messages, he's in a podcast, Church Suite, please listen to them. I started to look for Jesus. What's going on, Lord? What's stirring? And I had this dream where some of our friends came, and while we were discussing, things began to fall in place because I had three choices. And as just the way the Lord said it, it fell in place. And it just, you know, I started to feel this thing about stewarding, about administration and all that, okay? But because I loved numbers as a math teacher, you know, early days. And then I said, let me do accounting because I admired being an accountant. So changing career, the whole journey started. And so let's do distance learning. But between 2023 and 2024, something happened. So this evil communication came around my space and I found my place in a dark place. To the extent that there was a heaviness in my head and this voice was chasing me, saying all the things this person said to me that was not right, and to the extent that I was afraid to bring in fear of coming out of my house. Oh, my goodness. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I knew in my little Christian mind that when you ask, Matthew 7:7, you will receive. When you seek, you will find. At least I knew that. So I went to my closet. I said, Father, what's going on? Do you ask God questions? Oh, yes, I do. I do. I like it. And I know that God is not embarrassed. Because Habakkuk said, he will give you an answer of peace. That's the answer God gives. The answer that is fitting. We don't ask to justify ourselves, no. Just like the other guy who came to Jesus and said, who is my neighbor, trying to justify himself, no. If you try to justify yourself, he will give you the kind of answer that you need in that line. But if you come to find help, he will give you an answer of peace. Look for that story in Matthew or so, where the man came to justify himself. See the kind of answer Jesus gave him. I said, Father, what's going on? And the Lord said, you have enthroned the voice of that woman in your head. Ooh, the lion in me rose up. Come on now. Not so. No. I say, really? Say yes. You've put her voice above my voice. So you're in a dark place because that voice is tormenting you. Ah! I said, okay. Voice, you said I won't come out. I should be indoors. Watch me. For 3 days, I got ready. I went out of my door and I stood by the street. I said, show me the people that are saying these things against me. Drama. Sometimes you do some prophetic acts to show the devil, I'm not afraid of you. First day I came out, I said, show me. You said I shouldn't come out of my house and hide because this person said this and everyone outside is saying it. First day, I didn't see anybody. Second day, I didn't see anybody. Third day, I saw the person and we waved. Went this way, I went that way. Didn't say anything. Probably that person is not even aware of what she said and the effect in my own life. What revelation do you have of Jesus? Martin said last week, what you think about God is very important because it will pattern your life and everything around you. I'm just saying it in my own way. What you think. And I said, Lord, I know you. You will give me an answer. And that was how I got freed from that voice. And God did not leave me like that. Immediately I got and he told me that I continued. He said, Joseph, welcome. And he released unto me the gift of being a Joseph to my generation. Am I talking about myself? No. I'm telling you what Jesus can do when you focus on him, when you find him. When you look for him, you will find him. And he will give you an answer of peace. He will give you guidance. He will give you help. He will give you direction. And that passed. Then I went straight in. You know, started because of family still, I decided to do distance learning and all that. You know, continued with the accounting thing. At some point, I began to struggle. It's not my style to do distance learning. I like the classroom. I like the challenge. I like the people talking. I like to say, oh, you know it more than me? No, I must know it more than you. That kind of thing, you know? I like the challenge. I like it. When somebody says it, oh, how come I've not read that? This exists. Let's talk. I like classroom. So after the first module, I started to struggle. And I said, Lord, I need an upgrade. I need an upgrade. I can't do this. So I just said that. And Clint, my husband, never knew what I said. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. So he came to me one morning and said, what are you asking the Lord? Because I saw you bringing a paper before me in the spirit and upgrade was ticked. I said, yes, come on, Jesus. And when he said that, I said, yes, I was asking the Lord for an upgrade because I can't do this distance learning anymore. And that's how I started college. But because I came so late, a month to the end of the first year, they were quite concerned. Will you cope? Then the woman who was my distance learning tutor said, yes, she can cope. Don't worry. I said, Father, a month to, what do we do? Oh, funny scripture. The first shall be the last and the last shall be the first. Okay, Jesus. And I held on to that. So I'll enter the class, I'll say, the last shall be the first. The last shall be the first. You make war with the word of God. The revelation of God, you know, is what will give you the victory. God gave me that revelation like, see, this is the word for you. The last shall be the first and the first the last. So even though you came last, get ready to be first. He would wake me up 3 a.m. Go and read. He will show me the exam script and will say, this is where you have a problem. This is where you have a problem. Study it. First year, HNC. Second year, HND. Best Student Award. Let's have the HND one. What God can do for you. If you have a revelation of him, cannot be imagined. Who do you say he is? Who do you say he is? Is it Christ to you? Is it Lord? Is it the one that does the impossible? With that scripture, I went through. When I got the first award, HNC, and this is the HND one. Put the HNC one, please. Thank you. This was the HNC one. My name was put on that, so is there not? It's Scotland College in Scotland. Then the next one, thank you. They started a new way of awarding people, and I was the first to get that award in that school, that type, to the glory of Jesus. What do you think of Jesus? What do you know of him? No, I'm not saying what somebody said. You. No, it's not what your mother said. It's you. It's not what daddy said, your father said. No, you. It's not what the uncle said. It's not what Facebook said. It's not what YouTube said. What revelation do you have of him? This second year, after God did the first one, I said, come on, Jesus, Ephesians 3:20, can do exceeding abundantly above all. I said, Lord, give me 100%. And I got 99%. If you seek the Lord, you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart, not to justify yourself, no, but for his glory, because he's taking you on a journey. So life continued after HND. I said, Father, what next? I struggled really. I wanted to go to the university, but family commitments and all that, and the loss, and I just felt, no, Father, I can't do university. But my heart was still pulling towards management, you know. At this time, I knew that accounting was not my thing. No. Something about management and administration started to come up strongly. So I said, all right, since I cannot make up my mind between the two, I'll do management accounting. So I went for CIMA. CIMA is the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants. And my journey with CIMA took me everywhere. Oh, thank God for faithful family. Everywhere. My husband said, go. I would travel, be away from home for so long. But something was pulling me. Something was pulling me. And then came, before the pandemic, I started to, before the way CIMA works is you're free to do it the way you like. It's four qualifications. They just take you from certificate to the professional. So you just, whenever you finish reading the module, you do your exams. Just flexible the way I wanted it. But I needed a classroom. And classroom was not in Scotland. It was in England. So I needed to travel. I couldn't do it on my own. I just needed class. But God provided. God helped me through the journey. So before the pandemic, 2019, I was away from home. And the Lord started to say to me that, make yourself easy for me to send you wherever you want to go. October 29. I said, what does this mean? He said, make yourself flexible. I said, okay. That word never made meaning to me until recently when I read through Paul Manwaring's material that I came to, you know, receive from Pete. And he said, God is raising flexible administrators. Like, whoa! I said, whoa. And when God said it 2019, I started to remove many things. He said, make yourself flexible because I will send you. I didn't know I was coming to you. I didn't know my journey would lead me here. I was in Kent. My family, you know, were still in Scotland when the pandemic hit. I was away from home for 7 weeks because I was running after classroom and exams and CIMA. That's my journey took me there. So when I came home, when people could travel and everything, the Lord came again. So I just tell my heart, I said, Father, where are we going this time? What's going on? You're on a journey. I am on a journey. But we're not joining alone. He is journeying with us. He is with us. So whatever is happening in your life and you cannot understand, trust him. Wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I don't understand this, but I trust you. Because very soon, you will see clearly. So one night, I had this dream. I had a call. It said, come over to Staffordshire University. and help us. Start for shy. Where is that for shy? So no, well, and I went, oh, Stoke on Trent. Okay. And before then, I kept saying Stratford, Stratford Shire, and all the Shire and Stratford. I couldn't understand it. Then I began to pray, Lord, show me, what does this mean? And he asked me to meet a friend, and as he was speaking, it just dawned on me, this is what you're to do. Before then, before I really prayed into it, I just went to the university site, started to do ask for undergraduate accounting. I said, well, at least how far I understand. But God is faithful. If he sees your heart that you're following after him, he will help you. And then clarity came. He says, no undergraduate. You're going to do master's in business administration. Oh, and how did I know that? In that dream, I saw this Asian lady that came to me, and she was the one calling me. Okay? So the day, when and Clint and I just spoke about it, he said, they had an open day, August the 5th, August 4th was my birthday. I had to travel. August 5th is the open day. August 4th, my birthday, I had to travel. And Clint said, go now. So I went. And while they finished speaking to everyone, I just said, okay, go to the departments you want to go. I got to the stand and said, I'm here for the MBA inquiry. Oh, the guy said, don't worry, let me call somebody. And said, Dr. B, come. And this woman turned. The same person as seen in the dream. Can you trust God's promises? God said to me 2013, before all this thing started, by a prophetic word, I'm giving you a divine turnaround. And that prophet made me to turn round 7 times. And that was how the whole thing started. We hear words here. You can trust it. You can. Somebody's calling out the gold in you. You can trust it. You can't, because this is the house of the Lord. Jesus is here. He's here. And he's got faithful people here carrying his fire. Words that have been coming up through this year, I just went and started listening again from January. And this is my 5th gospel. Mm-hmm. That's what Pete spoke about in January. We all carry our 5th gospel. Your story. So as I saw the lady, I was just like, whoo, Father, what's going on here? You know, when God shows up like this, it humbles me. Father has something to do. Because we are part of his plan. You are part of the story. So sit tight and give attention to the things that is prompting you about, speaking to you about. I encourage you, give attention. Give attention to it. Write it down. You're part of the story. We're trusting for a tsunami. Oh, yes. Yes, it's coming. It's coming. But God will not do it alone. He needs you. He needs me. So 2021, September, I started that course. I think that date, September, is significant to this house, isn't it? While God was forming this house to be the river, he was training me in that place. And I started, I was about to start the program a month, you know, to the program. August 29th, my mom passed. I was like, okay. I knew God wanted to do something. I knew I'm a part of a plan. But my mom has just passed. Mixed emotions, pain and everything. Should I forget God's plan and stay home and you know, just forget about life and just be there? God knows where you should be. So I went. Clint released me. Family, the children, blessed them. They took care of things. I went to Stoke-on-Trent for the whole year to do that program. God showed me a few things before I went. Some of the words that were said in the dream began to happen in the classroom. For God to tell me, this is where you should be. Because in that dream, the teacher was saying, something that's never happened in this university is happening now. They're laying off lecturers. I heard that in the dream. 3 weeks after, in the classroom, in this real life, the lecturer says, something that's never happened before in this university is happening. They're laying off lecturers. I said to him, say it again. And he said it again. And I left class, I called Glenda. I said, he said it! God confirmed it. This is where I should be. But there was pain in my heart. I was grieving for my mom. But see the beauty of Jesus. In that class, some of my modules were talking about handling bereavements, stages of grief, how to go through grief. God knows where you should be. And we're in circles talking about it. Healing began to come. 7 weeks after, about November 7th, my father passed. How do we proceed from here? I said, Lord, how do we proceed from here? Some of you must have heard me say this before, and he said to me, I took your grief. Isaiah 53. I took your grief the way I took your sins. The way I took your sin, that's how I took your grief. So give it to me. It's not yours anymore. Father gone, mother gone, father gone, far away from Nigeria. When you seek Jesus, you will find him. The revelation you have of Christ is what will carry you through. Immediately he said that, I said, thank you, Father. And he said to me, watch me, I will distinguish you. He said, watch me. And the Lord held my hand, led me through. Thank God for family. Thank God for faithful husband. Thank God for godly children and helpful children. I didn't have any cause to be running around or what this and this and that. But I was where God wanted me to be. Remember, Martin said it when Joseph was asking questions. God said, you are where you should be. Maybe somebody's here, you are confused. Am I supposed to be here? Is this for me? You are where you should be. The words that are coming to you, hold on to them. So immediately God said that to me. I said, fine. I missed all the things, lectures and all that. And at the end of the program, I think I got 5 A's and 2 merits and 1 pass. I can't even remember. And I made a distinction in my final dissertation. Put it up. I saw the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Young people, white fire, God is for you. When I gave my heart to Jesus at the age of 16, things changed. I brought Jesus everywhere. In the classroom, I brought Jesus. In my studies, I brought Jesus. I came from the bottom to the top. Jesus is for you. He will help you. Don't be afraid. He's there for you. He's there. I surrender. Say, Father, thank you. He gave me a song, and that was my song every morning. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. And he saved me just in time. I will sing that song in the morning as I'm going. And when the pain of emotional pain comes and I'm crying on the way I'm singing the song, sometimes I will leave the class, I'll go to the bathroom, I will cry, I will wipe my eyes and go back. Jesus is beautiful. your revelation of Jesus will carry you through. Church, there is an award we're waiting for. It is the award when he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Hallelujah.
When he says that to us, that's the final award. But before we get there, how will your journey be? How will my journey be? Will I trust God's promises and plan like Job brought this morning? Will I answer the right question with the right answer that is a revelation of him that will carry me through? Will I continue to seek, push for it? Okay. We're in this together. God needs you. God needs me. We need each other. And we believe, I will end with this. We have a declaration in this house. We've sang this song before. I believe. I believe. I believed all through that I will see God's goodness. We've said it before. When life tries to make you bend down, when you bow, rise up with confidence, we will see his goodness. Stand up with me this afternoon. Let's have the song at the background. We're just going to listen. We'll just listen to it. Let it minister to you. I didn't feel led to pray for anyone. Thank God Nathan already done. Yes. Jesus, it washes white as snow. I believe the power of the gospel still makes the broken whole. I believe that the curse of sin was broken when the road. I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will arise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. No matter where I go, wherever you are, join me to serve Him. Father, we make this declaration, oh God. I will say, we believe you. That, Lord, this river will flow. We believe you, oh God, for the tsunami. We believe you, oh God, for the confirmation of that which you have spoken over this house. And we believe you for every life here that we come, oh God, to the breakthroughs that you have for everyone. Thank you, Father, for what you have done. This is what you have done. We will continue to testify to your praise and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.